Wheat, oats, and other small grains are progressing nicely with the recent rains and cooler temperatures, and soon harvest will be here. Growing cereal grains opens a window of opportunity to add cover crops into the rotation. But Brian Boyle with Renovo Seed encourages farmers to have a goal in mind for that cover crop.
Whether you're looking at adding nitrogen for next year's corn crop, building diversity in that mix for soil health, water infiltration, stuff like that, or if you want to add some late grazing into your program for some livestock, you got to have a goal that you're trying to attain with whatever mixture or even trait species you're using.
This goal will drive species selection of the cover crop, such as crimson clover, sun hemp, or forage pea, to fix nitrogen. Cover crop blends should also include species to fit the growing season.
When we have the warmer temperatures, the warm seasons can take advantage of the higher heat, and generally they can survive on less water than a cool season as well. And then as we transition into, you know, early fall into fall, those cool seasons will be more robust and come on stronger for the late season.
Another consideration for cover crop species is termination, allowing freezing temps to kill the crop or utilizing plants bred to overwinter. Boyle believes adding cover crops is an investment which can pay off in soil health or late season grazing. But for new adopters, cost share incentives from NRCS or other agencies can reduce the risk and enable some experimentation. Now is the time to think about cover crops, setting some goals, selecting the species, and laying in seed. So when combines roll, planters won't be far behind. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.